Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 51 for November 16th, 2008. Turkey! Munchcast is brought to you by Audible. For your free book and a whole lot more, visit audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And by liveperson.com. Chat live online with thousands of experts who have the answers that matter. Liveperson.com, a world of experts. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it.
I've heard that turkeys are dumber than any other bird. So I decided I would ponder, was this true or just absurd? But I've reached the same conclusion, 'cause one thing was quite clear, if they were smart at all.
Give thanks you're not a turkey. Turkey Day is coming. I should play the full song. That's awesome. That's Daniel Count.
Oh.
I never heard of him.
I never have either. You'd think his name would be Count Daniel. That sounds much more impressive.
It would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like Count Chocula.
Well, we'll play the whole thing, violating every canon and agreement and covenant with the Recording Industry Association of America and ASCAP BMI. But Daniel probably wouldn't mind too much.
No. We're going to give him major props.
Because frankly, when you write a song called Give Thanks You're Not a Turkey, you really don't get a lot of airplay. Except for around this time.
Yeah, you're not going to be on TRL anytime soon. Actually, I don't think anyone's going to be on TRL. Isn't that out of business now, I think?
Is it? No.
I think it ended.
Is it gone?
Yes.
Request Live, MTV. That's because MTV no longer plays music.
I know.
So what do they request? If you'd have to request Tia Carrera in a hot tub if you really wanted to get your requests. What's her name, Tia?
Tila Tequila
in a hot tub. Then... they give you your request. Cammie Blackstone, a very good day to you. It's time for Munchcast.
Happy Thanksgiving, Leo. You know, it's 'tis the season.
Wait. Thanksgiving isn't for another week and a half.
I know, but you like to prepare. I don't want to spring stuff on people when they only, you know, if I start telling people to make yam casserole with marshmallows on top 2 days before Thanksgiving.
You're right.
And they're going to go to the store and all the marshmallows will be gone. It's like, why bother?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't, if you're going to be like this guy who makes it in an easy bake oven, you really better start last year.
Yeah. Well, we can go right into that if you want, Leo. We can.
Is this
a little later in the show?
No. Well, save it. That could be the tease.
Let's go. Is that just a tease?
That could be a tease. Coming up later in the show, a man who made an entire Thanksgiving dinner in an easy bake oven.
It's quite impressive.
But before we get there, I probably should do an Audible ad.
Okay, let's do one. What do you say?
Why not? You know, well, it's a shame to waste a good tease.
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean, when you get a tease that good.
Okay, then you need to sponsor it.
Then you need, this is the whole theory of radio.
Right.
Is that really people
dangle the carrot.
Dangle the carrot and then hit them with a stick. Here's the carrot's coming, but first, whap, I got to hit you with a commercial. Whap, you're going to hate it. Now, this is a good commercial because it's for Audible.com. We love Audible.com. In fact, if you go to audiblepodcast.com right now, audiblepodcast.com/munchcast, you will be able to pick a free book from any of the 51,000 volumes. Actually, to be strictly accurate, you get a credit that will apply towards any book, but some books are multiple credits. Most books are one credit, but almost any book. And then, you know, you can keep it if you decide not to stick around. Just keep it. Keep it. It's all yours. Now, I thought I should pick something with a Thanksgiving theme.
I just found one on Audible.
What would that be?
It's called Thanksgiving Unabridged by Janet Ivanovich.
Well, if it's unabridged, it must be the whole story.
That's right.
Wait a minute. She writes mysteries.
So maybe this is a mysterious Thanksgiving.
Oh, they thought it was a turkey, but it turned out to be Professor Plum's head. Ew.
I don't know.
The stuffing was good.
Ew.
Let's.
Hey, what? You know what's really weird? I'm like scrolling down. There's a lot of Thanksgiving.
There's a ton.
Thanksgiving Day murder.
Yeah. Well, let me read that. This is from a Janet Ivanovich who writes mysteries and thrillers. And I'll read you the summary. We haven't read this book. We're just saying it might be a good choice for Thanksgiving. Give it a real festive treat. When it comes to men, Megan Murphy has an aversion to I do. Then she meets the irresistible pediatrician, Pat Hunter. Add in a cozy colonial cottage, the world's biggest turkey, two hopeful families, and a skirt-chomping rabbit, and you've got a feast of fabulous fun.
I must have this book.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what's weird? My sister's name is Megan Murphy. Like, her middle name is Murphy. Yeah, that's really weird. I'm going to have to get her that book.
What? Can't be.
It's going to freak her out.
Megan Murphy's going to... What was it you used to say? The gags and laughs come fast and furious.
This fun-filled battle of the sexes. I don't think I was the first person to say that.
Yeah, but you're the one who burned it into my brain. How about The Splendid Table? Lynn Rosetta Casper is one of my favorite cookbook authors. She does a program called The Splendid Table. You can get the Thanksgiving episode. If you're in the mood to laugh, the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Do you remember that?
Oh, so funny.
And this is their Thanksgiving show. Let's listen to a little bit of their Thanksgiving show. National Lampoon. Richard Belzer.
Running around half naked and wearing feathers in their hair and painting themselves all over different colors and whooped and did rain dances and God knows what. They didn't mix in. They didn't become part of the great American melting pot. Well, your second and third generation Irish were becoming cops and...
You know what this is? This is the very famous Thanksgiving story. We tell it every year around the table.
But this year, you can let Richard Belzer tell it from audible.com while you eat. Because it's rude to speak with your mouth full.
Sick, twisted humor from the National Lampoon Radio Hour. One of many. This is just gives you an idea of the variety of choices. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. Download a book. It's like a library you could put on your iPod or your Zune or your Kindle. Or even your TomTom GPS or your Garmin Nuvi, almost any device. You could burn CDs, too, if you want to listen in the car or just listen on your computer. I love listening. I know you will, too. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. We thank them so much for their support.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of Munchcast. Munchcast.
All right, so now do we deliver on the Thanksgiving meal cooked in an Easy Bake Oven?
We'll hear more about that Thanksgiving meal cooked in an Easy Bake Oven. After another.
Stay close.
Another stick. No, because the beauty of a tease is, you know, you got them now. We've hooked them.
Well, I got to say, I came across this video of a guy from Tampa, the Tampa Tribune, Jeff Hoke. And I came across this like in April of last year, and I couldn't wait for Thanksgiving. Thank you. I couldn't wait because I thought I have an Easy Bake Oven. And actually, Leo, I brought mine today to our Munchcast.
Look at that.
This is my original Susie Homemaker Easy Bake Oven.
See, now he's using one of the more modern microwave style. But this
mine is
the original.
The one. But they both, it's the same principle because... in the two Easy Bake Ovens that he uses, it's also being cooked with a light bulb. And my Easy Bake Oven comes with a square pan. And the pans, I think, in the later models are round. I might have a round pan in there, too,
now,
somewhere.
Don't you have to have special Easy Bake Oven mix stuff?
Well, when you bought an Easy Bake Oven, and I'm sure when you still buy an Easy Bake Oven, it comes with like these tiny little... tiny Easy Bake Oven sized mixes so that you can make the cakes and cause you know, you have to have the ingredients, amounts correct. And so they have the prepackaged stuff because if you were to do it yourself, it's like the size of a pancake. So,
and it has to cook in the heat of a light bulb.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
It can't be anything too difficult and it certainly shouldn't have any bacon in it.
Right. Well, actually, he was really worried. If you watch this video, it is on YouTube. It's called Thanksgiving Meal Cooked in an Easy Bake Oven.
We're not going to watch the whole thing, but let me play a little bit.
It's really long.
Was he worried about food safety?
He's very worried about getting sick. But a lot of the stuff that he uses is kind of pre-cooked. Like he uses a frozen chicken breast or turkey breast. And then he's...
Yes, honey, I shrunk to Thanksgiving. Oh, apparently he's got paparazzi. They've taken pictures of him.
So we're making a little green bean casserole.
So should I skip along now? So...
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's got a little teeny, the littlest round pans I've ever seen.
It's the Easy Bake Oven size. It's pretty funny because they make the whole meal. They make the green bean casserole and they make stuffing.
He's got stovetop stuffing, but he can only do like a tablespoon of it.
Exactly.
In the little pan.
It's about a half a cup, I would say. And
this fella hasn't missed many Thanksgiving. Wait a minute, what is that? There's a cracker with a mound of something on it.
No, I think that might be the yams with the marshmallow on top.
Oh, okay. That's the whole dish.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't missed a lot of meals.
So then when he finally gets to eat it, and seriously, this takes hours and
hours.
Well,
you're cooking it with a light bulb. Oh, my goodness.
He even tried to cut the time in half by having two Easy Bake Ovens. So I recommend if you really are going to make a Thanksgiving dinner in an Easy Bake Oven, I'd round up as many as you can. Just as many Easy Bake Ovens as you can. And maybe even set up something in the backyard with a magnifying glass if it's a sunny day.
We're going to go upstairs and have a little feast and let's watch him eat this. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for these gifts, which have come in miniature form. Please help us not to die from salmonella or any kind of sodium poisoning. Through this, we ask of you. Amen.
Well, I'm glad he said grace.
Oh, please stop. I can't eat anymore. Happy Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
Aw, isn't that cute?
Taking your work on camera.
Oh, that's so adorable. So he actually made an Easy Bake Oven meal and ate it. And apparently is still alive, they'd have taken it off YouTube.
You think? Well, the good news is after, I saw that video and I got so excited that he actually cooked an entire meal in Easy Bake Oven. And I found my Easy Bake Oven, which I guess Easy Bake Oven is probably 40 years old.
Are you going to use it?
Well, it's interesting because I found on Squidoo.com.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm just now kind of absorbing what you said. This is your original Easy Bake Oven as you were a kid. Have you been carrying it with you all this time?
I carry it with me everywhere I go.
So like
go to work.
As you've moved,
yes.
You've like packed it up and brought it with you?
Okay.
Wasn't at your mom's house?
It was probably at one time at my mom's house. Probably like through my punk rock years, because otherwise I would have sold it for beer. But I think I've probably had it the last, 15.
Were you thinking that maybe you'd have a daughter and she'd want to use it?
No, it's just really cool. It's just really, I don't know, my mother saves everything. But anyway, I was excited because on Squidoo, they actually have a whole page of Easy Bake Oven recipes. And here this whole time, my Easy Bake Oven has been lying dormant because I didn't have the Easy Bake Oven cake mixes. And now there's like all kinds of, you can make brownies, you can make peanut butter fudge. They have a chocolate chip cookie recipe. And it's hilarious when you see the chocolate chip cookie recipe for the Easy Bake Oven because it's like 1 tablespoon of sugar, 2 teaspoons of margarine, 3 tablespoons of flour, because you really can't get much in there.
No.
But, we're all supposed to be downsizing and eating smaller portions. So I think it's time the Easy Bake Oven made a comeback.
Brownies, 2 tablespoons flour, 1 tablespoon milk. It's like you're making them for little people. 2 teaspoons sugar, 2 teaspoons quick chocolate mix. Well, I think this is good. This will be more healthful than what you'd have if you had an Easy Bake Oven.
Made the real deal.
The real stuff. It makes 12 cookies, but they must be very small.
They're about the size of the chocolate chip themselves.
Yeah. Ooh, a personal pan pizza.
Yeah.
For mini me.
I'm so excited. This is going to open up a whole new world for me.
Are you going to really do this? Are you
I think that the big wolf ranges are so last year. I think that
so
the
nouveau.
Really, right. The super cool people are now going back to the Easy Bake Ovens.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is the future of America.
It probably, I wonder, Leo, and you're super smart. And even if you don't know the answer to this, I'm sure one of your many people listening or watching right now do. I wonder if I can use those fancy new light bulbs that use less energy.
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
What are those called?
Well,
I just bought
you can't use a compact fluorescent because they don't have enough heat. But
what about the
And the LEDs don't have enough heat, but you know what would be great for this?
Huh.
A halogen. A halogen is to an easy bake oven like a microwave is to a conventional oven. It would flash. You could flash fry a turkey with a halogen light bulb in there. You'd probably melt the oven. The whole plastic, it'd be like. But you know what? I think Matt and Colleen should do a hack, and we should like soup up an easy bake oven for maximum power.
Because my easy bake oven actually, I don't know if you can see, it has burners on the top.
Ooh.
Like a stove top.
Yeah.
Besides the
oven.
Are
they functional? Do they do anything?
No.
No.
But I'll bet if I used a halogen light.
Use the burners. Okay. But if the oven starts to smoke, you'd want to throw the circuit breaker.
Okay.
Immediately.
All right.
Okay. Just a word of warning.
I just want to say, they really don't make easy bake ovens like they used to. Because this one...
Is it 40
years? How many ovens do you know have been around for 40 years and still solid as a rock?
Excellent. That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point.
That's back when America made things that lasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, because God knows what you would have done these 40 years without your easy bake oven.
That's right.
I'm so glad it survived.
Want to tell you, because you were talking about flash frying a turkey, a lot of people, and we talked about this last year on Munchcast around this time of year, how people really got into the deep frying of the turkey and how that's supposed to be so good and it locks in the moisture and it makes the skin all crunchy and delicious. Apparently you really need to have
The turkeys are the only people who don't actually like this idea. Make sure the turkey is dead.
Make sure the turkey is dead and make sure that you have some sort of fire equipment nearby, because I sent you a video, Leo.
Let's watch this. Now, I don't know what the
cautionary,
is the audio.
Cautionary tale. Well, yeah, there's good audio.
So this is a guy. Now, I think that there's some suspicion that it may not go well right from the top because he's wearing a hard hat. So he's clearly expecting the worst. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. This is a flash frying. It looks like there's a fireman there.
It can be very hazardous. Looks like our partially frozen turkey is ready.
This is no Bunsen burner.
350 degrees, so put the turkey in.
350? Oh, he's got a fireman with breathing apparatus. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. This is not going to go well. He's opening up the heated oil. He's dropping the turkey into it. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. It's bursting into flame. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my God. And they're going.
The unit can be overfilled, and when that happens and the turkey is added, the oil spills out, causing the unit to catch on fire. Another one of our safety concerns with deep-fat turkey fryers
is
their lack of stability.
He's going to do it again.
Watch how easy it is to tip it over.
It wasn't enough to do it once.
Yeah.
Now he's tipping over. That's good.
Yeah.
In our laboratory, we use...
This guy ain't Builder Bob, I can tell you.
No, this is, like, dangerous. Thanksgiving is not a holiday to
water.
Be taken lightly.
Can you imagine
no.
if this were hot oil?
Yeah.
In addition, these units do not have thermostatic controls, allowing the oil to overheat and posing a severe fire hazard.
Jeez. Well, don't do it in the house. That's
one of our concerns with deep-fat turkey fryers is that the handles and the lid get very hot.
Yeah,
so if
course.
You try to move it, as you can hear from the sizzling with these wet gloves, you could get a very severe burn if you touch that with bare skin. Based on our testing of the deep...
He's kind of a killjoy.
This guy, based
he's
on our
bring
testing,
me down.
You're going to die if you do this. So don't. Just don't. Okay? We just don't want you to know.
He's like that...
Is this the Turkey Safety Institute? I mean, who is this guy?
I don't know. I think he's like that guy who tells you how bad everything is for you. The CSPI or whatever.
Oh, yeah. This Center for the Consumer Public
Protection,
Interest. Don't set yourself on fire club. Hey, wait a minute. One last explosive. This is good. I don't know what he did here, but it really burst into flame on this one. Let's take a look. Let's go to the film. This guy really has a penchant for bursting
he
into flame.
He sounds like, you remember when Dan Aykroyd used to do Main on Saturday Night Live? He used to do that dangerous guy Main Way. Like,
yeah.
He did the dangerous Halloween costumes, like invisible pedestrian. He's like that.
He really is. Okay, what has he got now? Let's see.
Whole surface and never should be left unattended.
Yeah, we know that. Additional B-roll. Oh, this is just stuff bursting. Oh, this is so you'll show this on your podcast. Here's a guy dumping it again one more time into the flame. And, oh, boy, that's good.
Oh, wait a minute. This is fine. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Some oil's spilling out. Oh, my God. It's cut. That's good. That's really...
That's going to be one well-cooked turkey. Holy cow.
Now, I don't know about...
Have you ever done that? Have you ever deep-fried a turkey?
I've had deep-fried turkey, and it was delicious, but I've never done it myself because I am too careful and scared.
I'm scared now.
Yeah. I think even, you know, I know that at hardware stores, they always sell those deep fat turkey
fryers.
Well,
that's what they're using. This is like the one you buy at the store.
I know. And I've been tempted, but now I think I'll steer clear. I will stick with my Easy Bake oven because at least that doesn't burst into flames.
Unless you use that special halogen lamp we're talking about.
Oh, right, right. I wonder if the same thing works with tofurkey. Now that is, I know, Leo, you've been trying to steer clear of the meats. Are you going with the tofurkey this year?
You know, I think you'd be better off just, you know, eating apples if you're going to eat a tofurkey. I've had a tofurkey.
Yeah?
That's not a good thing. How about a turducken? The tofurkey is a tofu turkey. And my question is, do you miss turkey so much that you'd like to take soybeans?
Well, I'm excited.
Make them chewy, flavor them, and then shape it into something that vaguely looks like a turkey.
But without legs. It's just a big blob.
Why would you do that?
Well, because if you go to tofurkey.com, it's just so dang much fun. Do you know that they are now promoting Tofurkey Tuesdays?
Like, and every Tuesday, eat a tofurkey?
That's what they're trying to say. And there's a tofurkey mobile that's making a virtual trip around the world, traveling farther with each Tofurkey Tuesday pledge. And now they've calculated that the amount of greenhouse gas emissions reduced by going meatless just one day a week is equal to the amount released when you drive a car that averages 20 miles per gallon, 16.5 miles.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the turkeys cause greenhouse gas?
I don't know. You got to go to tofurkey.com, click on the Tofurkey Mobile, and that's what you'll get.
Okay. And there's recipes. Wait a minute. Let's see the recipes. Forgot to thaw your turkey? No, your tofurkey roast? No problem. Try flash frying it.
Oh, my God. You can do it in there.
I'm not sure I'd really recommend that. We had it on Call for Help. We had a tofurkey. It doesn't look good. It looks like... a lump of something.
It's kind of lump with something in the middle. And then they also have on tofurkey.com, they have lunch boxes, tofurkey lunch boxes. Meatless gourmet something, it says. Then Cirque du Tofurkey, and it has a tofurkey with like a top hat in the middle of a three-ring circus.
Oh, the Cirque du Tofurkey. What could that be? Is that to make kids think it's fun?
Well, you know, I think it's a good idea because I know my kids, when we go to the grocery store, like they always want the cereal that comes with prizes and has characters.
Right.
If they would just make like shredded wheat, like put a dang prize in it, my kids would want it. It's just because there's a prize in a character. So if they put a prize in a character, you know, on a tofurkey, then, you know, kids will like it. I think
you're probably right. You know, come to think of that. So you're not going to do a tofurkey. Would you consider a turducken?
Yes, and we talked about this a while when we did this last time, and I love turducken, and the best ones are from New Orleans. And I think there was a guy who sent us, and I should go look this up again, who sent us like a link to somebody that did like a pig and a cow and a turkey.
it was seriously
wiping out most of the animal kingdom.
Okay, I'm going to go to Wikipedia, as I always do, for information about things as bizarre as this. A turducken is a dish consisting of a partially deboned turkey. Right there, you lost me. With a deboned duck, which itself is stuffed with a small deboned chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The thoracic cavity. See, I don't really want to eat anything that has a thoracic cavity. The thoracic cavity of the chicken and the rest of the gaps are filled with, at the very least, a highly seasoned breadcrumb mixture or sausage meat. Mm-hmm. Although some versions have a different stuffing for each thoracic cavity.
Yeah. I've had one that had an oyster stuffing as well.
That would be the New Orleans. That'd be kind of the Cajun kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Some people credit Cajun Creole fusion chef Paul Prudhomme with creating the turducken. No one has ever verified this claim. The National Geographic magazine, in an article by foodie Calvin Trillin, traced the American origins of the dish to Maurice, Louisiana, and Hebert's Specialty Meats, which
there
is producing commercially produced turduckens since 1985. But I think the turducken really became famous when football coach John Madden started to promote the turducken
And he just kind of did that because he loved it. It wasn't like he was the
spokesman. Own it. No, he wasn't Mr. Turducken.
No. No, but they are delicious and you can order them online and they'll deliver them to your home and you can have it. And they are a showstopper because when you slice into that turducken and you see all the layering, it's very beautiful.
Well, look at this. John Madden popularized the turducken on air by awarding one to players on the winning team for the Thanksgiving Bowl.
Oh,
since moving from Fox, Madden's tradition has stayed strong in Dallas on the November 9th, 2008 broadcast of NBC Sunday Night Football. That was just last week. Madden responded to a fan sign saying, "John Madden, bring back turducken," by calling his fixation with turducken a thing of the past.
Really?
Yes,
he's over it.
He announced last week, "Ladies and gentlemen, John Madden is returning to the traditional turkey for Thanksgiving."
Is he? Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to tell John Madden and anybody else who's looking to spice things up at their Thanksgiving table that Baskin-Robbins makes a beautiful turkey ice cream cake. And it's just beautiful. If you go to the Baskin-Robbins website, baskinrobbins.com, and then you go to like specialty cakes, and then you go to like holidays, I guess it is, you will see it's a glistening, glowing. It looks exactly like a trussed turkey fresh out of the oven.
But it's made out of ice cream.
Yeah. You know how the ice cream cakes that Baskin-Robbins makes? It's just like that. Let's see.
Fudgy the turducken.
Okay, so are you at baskinrobbins.com?
I see it. It is a glistening turkey cake.
With it has those, what are those little paper feet things called?
Oh, yeah. What do they call them? Pasties? Or no, that's when you put it, that's when you put them on girls. They're called
slippers.
Slippers. Turkey slippers. Wow, it really glistens. I wonder how they get that,
sheen.
Is that Jell-O? Wow, then with this centerpiece of your dessert table, choose your favorite ice cream flavor glazed in chocolate and caramel. Be sure to enjoy the sugar cone turkey legs. Hey, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, it is really good. Now, if you go to CakeRex.com, currently at CakeRex.com, they have a fantastically, alarmingly odd sort of Thanksgiving autumn cake. And CakeRex, the blog, is has all these hilarious cakes on it. But right now...
Is it Cake Rex, R-E-X, or Cake Rex, R-E-W-R?
It's Cake Rex, W-R-E-C-K-S.
Well, that should kind of tell you a little bit about what you're gonna find there.
Yeah.
These are failures.
Well, they're cakes that are mistakenly, hilarious. So they're cakes that they attempt to make something, and it turns out to be something disturbing.
What is that thing on top of the pumpkin cake? Is that supposed to be the stem?
Isn't it horrifying?
It looks like something bad happened.
It looks like my dog found it.
It doesn't look appetizing. Let's put it that way.
But I will tell you that this is a great site to check out every now and again for a good laugh. It's just horrifying.
How does she find these?
I don't. People send them to her, and it's a great site. She does a really, really good job.
Oh my goodness gracious! Here's a scary face cake.
You can go on forever. So, but if you're looking for another dessert, because people always have pumpkin pie or pecan pie.
Yeah.
I did find at familyfun.go.com some new turkey treats that I might try. They tried to make turkeys out of Oreos. And you wonder what happens to all the candy corn after Halloween. Yeah. This is what they do. You take two Oreos. Break one in half and make that the base. So it's got some of that sticky frosting. Then you put a whole Oreo, stand it up in the frosting so it's kind of cemented in there. Then you stick candy corns upside down in the second Oreo that's standing up to make sort of the plumage of the turkey.
Yeah.
And then you take a Whopper, malted milk ball, and make that the head. And they actually are...
Isn't that kind of a small head?
Well, it's all relative. I mean, if you look at a turkey, its head's very small compared to its plumage.
Yeah. Okay. They're not the smartest birds.
No, they're not.
Is there any truth to the longstanding story that if a turkey goes out in the rain, it will open its mouth to drink and then forget to close its mouth and drown?
I've heard that.
We have confirmation. That's exactly what happens.
Well, they're pea-brained, you know.
They don't have a big brain. So you can use, you could, it is kind of interchangeable with a malted milk ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, now you've got the turkey decoration. So I think this is, you really do it up, don't you?
I love decorating for the holidays.
You have a turkey, turkey lights?
I do. I did. Here's what it looks like. It actually, these turkey lights actually look more like snails, their faces, because you can't really see the, I don't know if you can see, there's like really no beak. Does it look like a snail?
They look like, you know what? They probably got their inspiration
from
Cheeps. What do they call them? Tweets?
Peeps.
They look like little peeps. Oh, uh-oh. You broke it.
No, it's okay. But I will tell you, there's this great site called oogalights.com. Yeah. And I ordered these from Oogalights last year. I got two strands and I went back to order more and they're sold out.
How do you spell Oogalights?
Ooga. O-O-G-A lights.
Ooga.
And they have lots and lots of great lights, but they're out of the turkey lights this year, so I'm out of luck.
It's a little late.
I know, but I didn't know till I plugged mine in that one strand was dead. So now I have to like take all of the turkeys off the strand and put them on a new one.
They also sell a turkey acrylic nightlight, which is guaranteed to terrify your kids when they get up and have to go pee-pee. Oh, there's a turkey in there!
Getting his revenge.
There's a little tiny turkey in the bathroom, Mom.
Oh, my gosh. And I want to thank all the my Twitter pals who sent me stuff when I said, hey, I think I'm going to do something about Thanksgiving on the next Munchcast.
You figured it out, haven't you? You no longer need to do any research.
Exactly. And I like this one I got from Kudo Kid. He said, I got two words for you. Boston Market.
Oh, yeah, because they basically, it's turkey, it's Thanksgiving
every day. Yes.
But do they do turkey or they do
they I think do they just do like chicken. A roast chicken, but probably around Thanksgiving they do, you know. I think a good idea would be to go to Canada and get all your turkey stuff like the day after Canadian Thanksgiving, because then you'll be ready for it.
Sure, they'll have discounts because, right, in fact, that's probably what happened is the Canadians wiped out the turkey lights a month ago because they have theirs in October.
Yeah.
You know, those Canadians, they will do that. They will just wipe you out. You know, they'll buy every turkey light just to get the Americans. They'll do that. So your Twitter handle, and I love your, by the way, I love your avatar on Twitter because it's a flaming corn dog.
Yeah.
Is Munchcast. So twitter.com/Munchcast. And you could, and then when Cammy wants you to do the research, you see.
I'll just put it out there and who knows. I will tell you this. I one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is I love watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah.
And do you know that in the olden days and I was born too late. And you know how they have the big balloons and they're on the big cables and they try to maneuver them down the streets of New York?
Yes.
The first ever balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was Felix the Cat in 1927.
27. Wow.
Yeah. And
have you ever been to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
You know, I went 2 years ago, but we didn't stay for the parade. We went the day before to watch them blow up all the balloons, and that's cool. But in the olden days, they used to let the balloons go, and they would float around
that's
for days.
Bad idea. Really bad idea. There's a Felix in the high tension wires over at the airport. Watch out. Bad idea. Were they helium?
Yes. And then the lucky finder could claim a prize.
Got 800 yards of rubberized canvas in the shape of a Felix the Cat, and I want a prize. That's in the back of my truck.
Well, for years, when I had my radio show on KFRC on St. Patrick's Day, we would do our annual leprechaun launch, and I would get a leprechaun beady baby, and then tie it to a whole bunch of helium balloons, and then we'd launch the leprechaun, and whoever found it would get a luxury box at an A's game.
Yeah.
And we did, I think, 4 years in a row, and nobody ever found them.
It's good you didn't do that with sushi, because I'll tell you, after a few weeks, you really don't want to find it then.
But we would get a lot of calls to the station saying, don't you know that dolphins are probably choking on that balloon right now in the middle of the ocean? And then we kind of curtailed it because
Well, you could have done that with Felix. I don't think a dolphin would die on a giant Felix balloon. Now I've got a picture on the screen for those of you watching our video. By the way, we do this show live at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time every Saturday. You can watch it at live.twit.tv, and then you'll get additional added value like this picture of a Felix the Cat in the first Macy's parade. And you know what, they're not as big as the original ones, where they're only about 12 feet tall.
Well, I'm going to send you one. If you go to, well, if you go to nyctourist.com/Macy's, mm-hmm. they have the history of the Macy's parade, and there's a horrifying balloon I may have nightmares about, and it's huge, and I can't even tell what it is. It's some crazy, of course, obviously, balloon crafting was, you know, very primitive back then. They weren't, you know, doing SpongeBob or any difficult characters, but look at it. The guy is really creepy. He looks like some kind of molester.
Do you think it's an actual...
Oh, it's the Eddie Cantor balloon.
Oh, Eddie Cantor. Well, he was an ugly son of a gun.
I can't believe they made an Eddie Cantor balloon.
It's nyc.com/tourist?
No, nyctourist.com. Ah. nyctourist.com/Macy's.
Slash Macy's. So are you, I would like to go to the Macy's parade. I think that'd be fun. Maybe you and I could be the kind of the grand marshals someday.
Oh, you know, being a grand marshal isn't half as fun as doing the play-by-play and trying to act excited about every float that goes by.
Oh, my goodness. There goes the marching band from the Queens High School. Don't they sound good, Bob? They sure do. You know, there's 473 clarinets in that band, and each one of them sounds wonderful. So I'm looking for slash Macy's?
Well, okay, just go. Okay, if you just go to NYC, yeah, it's slash Macy's. Okay, then underscore history1.htm. But if you just go to... Okay, forget that part. Just go to the Macy's, then it'll go on Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, there it is. The history of the parade. Wow, look at that. Santa Claus arrival in 1950s. You know,
with
Santa Claus,
house?
Elves. Oh, those. Oh, okay. I thought those were the elves. I was going to say they have very short skirts. Humpty Dumpty float in 1926. There's the Eddie Cantor float. He does look a little scary.
Isn't that horrifying?
Yeah. Felix the Cat. Through the 1930s, the parade grew and grew. Depression-era crowds of over 1 million lined the parade route begging for food by 1934.
Oh, it's really?
We're going to see that next Thanksgiving, I think. There's a bullwinkle. There's a happy dachshund. This is before they really understood the value of merchandising. Instead of, you know, doing actual cartoon characters, they just made up, like, the happy dachshund. See, then Disney came along and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute, boys.
Yeah.
If you put, if oh, there's the classic. That's
Underdog.
Underdog, yeah.
Yeah.
In 1971, the winds were so bad, the balloons had to be canceled. Television viewers had to settle for clips from the 1970 parade. I don't think they knew the difference. Boy, that sure looks like last year's Underdog, doesn't it? How would you know?
Well, if you do go to the Thanksgiving Day Parade blow up, because that's kind of really exciting.
Where's that? Oh, that's the event.
Yeah, you go, you watch them blow up all the balloons, and it's right in front of by the Natural History Museum.
I'll bet they have a webcam, don't you think?
To watch them blow up?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Macy's Thanksgiving. Let's see. Let's look.
I think just, you know what? If what is this, the 75th year or something? I just think this year would be really cool if they did let the balloons go, just to see what happened. See, you know, it would be a good way to test air currents, you know, and weather patterns.
I don't think you could do that. It would ruin JFK. So at earthcam.com, they have, looks like 7 different Macy's Day Parades cameras. So, yeah, you probably could watch the blow up. On a little tiny, it wouldn't be the same though. Watching a giant balloon blow up on a little tiny screen.
Yeah, yeah. Go in person, please. Go in person.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now I know a lot of people think, you know, we're having this big feast because we're being thankful, but I think most people really have a gigantic Thanksgiving Day feast so they can carbo load for Black Friday and go shop.
It's really all about the shopping, isn't it?
Do you know that I didn't realize this, but in 1939, Franklin Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving up a week to extend the shopping season to help businesses during the holiday season.
See, maybe the Obama will do that next year. We could use that. An extra. In fact, why don't you move it to like St. Patrick's Day? We can have an extra 6 months of shopping.
Well, I think, you know, last year, a lot of places opened like at 4 a.m. And, you know, people like basically spend the night there at different stores trying to get good deals and the door busters and all that stuff. So that's why it's good to carbo load.
Yeah.
Have yourself an extra serving because you're going to need it the next day. It's like an athletic event.
Should we listen to Run Turkey Run, the Plucker mix? That doesn't sound like a running turkey at all. How about this one from the Pleasant Family Old Time String Band?
You know what I think we should listen to?
What?
I think we should listen to Gravy.
You know, you can have your turkey, and turkey's fine. But turkey without gravy ain't nothing but a bird.
Come on, baby. I need gravy. Gimme, 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 gimme gravy tonight. I know you just the mashed potato pie. But that don't show me that you're really mine. What's the dancing without romancing? So put that something extra on the line. Gimme gravy. Come on, mashed potato. Gimme gravy.
I bet that was a dance. Because wasn't the mashed potato a dance? I bet you the mashed potato is definitely
a dance. This was her follow-up to Mashed Potato Time.
Oh, that's the same one, Dee Dee Sharp.
Yeah.
Mashed Potato Time,
and then this was her big follow-up hit. And I don't know about you. Are you do you like the instant gravy, or do you go for the
instant?
Home?
What's the instant? Let's talk about gravy. Let's take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about. I got to school Cammy in the gravy in the matters of the gravy.
Talk about. Are we going to talk about Life Person?
Yeah, do you know that. Do you know about Life Person?
I do, and I tell you what, I'm so excited because often in my life I'm perplexed and need an answer, and I'm going to be so excited that actually there are experts waiting for me to talk to them.
And a variety of experts. If you need advice, go to liveperson.com. You can chat, you can email, you can even voice chat or video chat with actual experts in all sorts of areas. You want me just, let me just, I mean, of course, for the Munchcast fans, you've got your culinary experts, you get your turkey expert, your cooking and food questions, your health questions, they've got dietary nutrition wizards and so forth. But listen, I mean, just the variety. Here's the hot topics at the front page.
Okay.
Go to liveperson.com. Number one, balancing your budget. Okay, I could dig that. That's
something very useful right about now.
Hottest fall fashions. Wouldn't you like to talk to an actual expert on fall fashion?
Uh-huh.
Mastering CSS, that's for web design. Developing work-life balance. Ruby on Rails development.
What's that?
If you have to ask, you don't know.
All right. Okay. So sorry.
I'm sure it's not the same person who's doing the astrology readings. You can get those done, too. Feng Shui, finding love. Here's Dr. Richa. She's a chemistry expert. So, if you know, I think kids could use this for homework.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great resource.
Expert in technical writing. I mean, just experts in all sorts of legal services. You've even got therapists, if you're kind of crazy.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you just wanted, you know, a little advice.
I know. My wife's a therapist. I really shouldn't say that. No, therapy's great. And, you know, a lot of people can't afford therapy because it can be very, very expensive. On liveperson.com, you pay as you go. It could be, just a few cents a minute.
Oh, so you don't have to make this big time investment.
No.
And if you just want one answer, it's not like you have to sign up for a whole hour.
Yeah, there are thousands of experts online ready to help. 30,000 experts. Free to start, and then you pay. You do decide what you want to pay, so you don't have to go crazy on this. Health technology.
Well, here's a good one. What? Resume writing.
There you go. See, you're gonna get your money back. Shopping and style, professional counseling, coaching, personal development, spirituality, computers and programming, education and tutoring. I got to do this for my son. He really needs a math tutor. Health and medicine, business and finance, art and creative services, legal services, home and leisure. Other expertise. There's probably somebody there who could look at this. I love this. Fashion experts who could answer.
Nice.
These are cosmetology, fashion, wardrobe. See, this would be worth it. This would be so much fun. I should just call up Ms. Serrano right now. She says, I know you want to look your absolute best. Contact me. You'll be turning heads for sure.
Look at this. They have relationship counseling.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See,
you know what? You got to settle an argument in a hurry.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Experts online, ready and waiting for you. Go to liveperson.com and tell them Leo and Cammy sent you. I don't know how you would tell them that. They might not care if you told them that.
Who?
Say, yeah, well, whatever. But let me look at your tarot is not good here. Not good.
I recommend you stop listening to them.
I want to do the shopping and style because I just would love to get like a wardrobe consultation.
You want a makeover, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That would be really cool. I mean, and like Style Her Forever is $1.99 a minute. But then what's her name? Ms. What's her name is 50 cents a minute. So you get your choice.
Wow.
And I bet you, you know, sometimes you think, oh, the $1.99 a minute is going to be better. And the 50 cents really knows, you know, is much better than the, you know, you just.
Uh-huh. Get what you pay for type of thing.
But you can get to know them before you do. Liveperson.com. We welcome.
You know what's cool is they have a picture of each person so you get to know who you're talking to.
Well, in style, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, these are quite attractive young women. And oh, but they have reviews. So you get 5 stars, 4 stars. You could see. You can. Wow. This is good. This is really good stuff. Anyway, we thank them for their support of Munchcast.
Yeah,
and invite
you
all to visit liveperson.com.
Okay, I have a little something for you if you are in a hurry and you have to go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving and you don't know what to bring and you don't have time.
Bring a live turkey. Right? That's festive.
There is.
You could say, go pluck it yourself.
Or maybe, you know, this is for later. This is for, yeah, give them a turkey that they can pluck on their own time because they'll probably already have one in the oven.
Right.
But have you seen all these?
You do too much plucking, you will get one in the oven, I hear.
Have you seen all of the pumpkin ales?
No.
There are so many pumpkin beers out.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, we talked before about the sodas that come in the Thanksgiving flavors.
Yeah, but, you know, I want something a little more adult.
Right. So there is Buffalo Bill's Pumpkin Ale. This is an ale out of Portland, Oregon, and it's available. I've seen it just about everywhere. They say it's a light to medium bodied brew, more spice than pumpkin, starts off slightly malty, thins out quickly. There's another one.
Do you think it would actually taste like a pumpkin?
Yeah, actually, I did have that one, and it tasted like the spice of like pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice. Remember, we've had that talk about how.
So here's the deal. According to this is from the Beer Advocate. Some brewers will add hand-cut pumpkins and drop them right into the mash. Others use puree or pumpkin flavoring, or they will spice them with pumpkin pie spices like ginger, nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, and allspice. Because I don't think pumpkin has that strong a flavor.
No.
Best versions, in according to these reviews, use real pumpkin.
Okay.
And they roast the pumpkin for better depth of character.
How about this one? This is called Smutty Nose Pumpkin Ale.
Oh, yeah. That came right out. 343 points. B-plus at the...
Is that a good one? Okay, what a Shipyard Pumpkin Ale. They say this is a light beer that's fruity. It seems like apples and pears as much as pumpkin.
Huh.
That doesn't sound like a rave. Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
Yeah. So it's just something to think about. Little something different.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd really want to try the Fisherman's Pumpkin Stout.
Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
Mm.
That's widely available. It's actually a subsidiary of Coors. Coors? Yeah.
Is that the one that's in the water or is it in the pumpkin?
I think that one is the water.
It's in the pumpkin. Kennebunk Pot Pumpkin Ale. That sounds good. The Great Pumpkin Ale. There's some good ones. The highest ranking ones. This is the Horseman's Ale from Defiant Brewing Company. Very highly ranked.
Well, it's a little something, you know, a little different than the pumpkin pie. Just bringing a little something new to the Thanksgiving tradition.
You know, we're going to Jennifer's dad's for Thanksgiving. I might bring a little pumpkin ale. I bet you he'd enjoy that.
Bring a little pumpkin ale. I think he'll like it better than the candied yams with the marshmallow topping.
Yeah, although I have a great recipe from you know, Narcy David. He's on KCBS in San Francisco. Ooh, this sounds good. It was a sweet potato banana casserole. Doesn't that sound good?
Banana and sweet potato. I don't know. That's odd to me.
Oh, that sounds good. It's not a dessert. It's like a side dish. Baked in a little ramekin.
It sounds sort of Caribbean.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a very nouvelle Thanksgiving menu. It was at kcbs.com. But it kind of intrigued me. There was a few things in there I thought sounded awfully good. There was a turkey. I mean, of course, you have to have the turkey. You can't not have the turkey. Let me read.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, every year they come out with how much an average Thanksgiving turkey is going to cost you. And it is slightly up this year.
Oh, it figures.
Yeah. They usually they have an inflation sort of, you know, they'll raise it a little bit each year. But they say that this is the first year in a long time it's really gone up.
Oh, yeah. Turkey really should be pennies a pound.
Thanksgiving feast for 10 this year is up to $44.61
per person.
That's a five. No,
oh,
that's a
four.
Five. Yeah. For 10.
For 10. Oh, that's $4 and 40 cents. Who cares?
Yeah. But that's a 16-pound turkey.
You can't go to In-N-Out for less than that.
Yeah. But last year it was $2.35 less.
Oh, it's doubled.
almost
doubled. No, it's not doubled. It was a 5.6% increase over last year.
Oh, it wasn't $235 per person.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? See, we should never talk numbers. Let's just stick to snacks.
So here's, how about this pumpkin corn stir fry? No? Sweet potato banana casserole. You didn't like that too much. You're going to like this. Instead of buying, now this is a good question. Cranberry sauce.
I
love it too. And I have to admit, I like the jellied cranberry sauce that still has the can ridge around it. Because it got out of the
can.
You
know, I got to say, I do too. And in fact, Laura, who's a Munchcast listener, Laura Kopsch, she said, I hope you talk about cranberry sauce from a can. I love the way it just slides out onto the plate.
And it still has the ridges on it. Yeah. That's Thanksgiving. But many people think you got to get the whole cranberry ones. You know, I don't know.
Cranberries are tough, man. You know, there's a lot you got to do to them to make them palatable because they're really tart and not, you know, kind of bitter.
Right. I got an idea for you.
What's that?
This is Narcy David's cranberry whiskey chutney.
Ooh.
Okay, you take an orange, washed, quartered, seeded, and ground coarsely with the peel. That's going to give it that nice tang. A medium onion. That's kind of like the chutney savory, right? A 12-ounce package of cranberries and 1-inch knob of fresh ginger shredded. Again, more savory.
A knob, that just sounds sort of arbitrary. Like, how big is a knob?
That's pretty arbitrary. It's a knob. You know.
Like a doorknob?
It could be a big knob or a little knob.
Gobbler's knob?
It could be Knob Creek. It doesn't really matter. In fact, speaking of Knob Creek, a quarter cup of bourbon or scotch whiskey, a third cup of vinegar, 1.5 cups of brown sugar, and a tablespoon of mustard seed. And you process the orange quarters for 20 to 30 seconds, add the onion and process until it's coarsely chopped, place all the ingredients, then in a thick saucepan, bring to a boil. So you're just going to basically you simmer it all together for about half an hour. It says the flavor will improve after aging a day or two, so it can really soak up all that flavor. Simple.
Not as simple as opening up a can and sliding those cranberries right onto the plate, though.
You're right, and I love the ridges. I have to admit, that's the best, isn't it?
It's amazing, and you know what? I am not at all offended by that. I am offended by instant gravy, but I am not offended by cranberries in a can.
I didn't even know you could get instant gravy.
You can. They come in an envelope. And you know what? My former in-laws, when they did Thanksgiving dinner, they did instant potatoes. And I was offended by that.
No. I'm sorry. I draw the line.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's not that hard to boil potatoes. No. It's just, seriously, I'm not a good cook, but I can do that.
And I got to tell you, mashed potatoes, you want to serve them right away. So that's the last thing you cook.
Right. And I like to mash my mashed potatoes with my peas and my stuffing and my gravy into one big gurgly pile and then just eat it all together.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
That's bizarre.
Don't you?
No.
Do you like not to have your food touch? Are you one of them?
No, I don't go that far, but I don't try to eat
one thing
at a time.
Do you have to have your Thanksgiving in one of those cafeteria trays where they have the indentation so that your gravy doesn't touch your green bean casserole?
Yeah, hungry man Thanksgiving dinner. It's the best. That's the best.
Well, whatever you have and whatever you like for your Thanksgiving, I hope you have a very safe and happy one. And if you decide to deep fry your turkey, please watch that video and be careful.
And let's all remember, if you are a turkey, I'm sorry. Just let's all give thanks today.
Give thanks to the turkey.
That we are not a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
To the pilgrims, let's give them a big hurray. And give thanks to the natives. Let's give them an E.I.A. But most important of all, before thought slips away, give thanks you're not a turkey on Thanksgiving Day. I've heard that turkeys are dumber than any other bird. So I decided I would ponder, was this true or just absurd?